Yeah, I'm John Walsh. I'm Director Emeritus of the Getty Museum, and I also teach here part-time at Yale. And I'm going to ask you to do something a bit strange, but turn your machine off right after I stop talking. Turn it off and just look. Look for a minute or 2 minutes, as long as you like, but really look at this picture up close. And look at it side to side, up and down. And then come back to me. Turn your machine back on again. Well, when you're through with this picture, I suggest that you go a little to the right and then down the way, 20 steps or so. On the window side of the gallery, you'll find three paintings by Mondrian. It's one of the luckiest things you can do in this place, to be able to go back and forth between the mature Mondrian, the artist of those boxes and lines, the geometrical artist, and this more intuitive rendering quickly and in a summary way of the world outside. Mondrian was going to come to reject painting the world outside and try to grapple with getting its elements. He said, every true artist has been inspired more by the beauty of lines and color and the relationships between them than by the concrete subject of the picture. I think you can intuit some of that by looking at this picture. And also by looking closely at the other more abstract Mondrians to see that the hand is still there. The artist who made these broad stripes for the beach also applied his own hand to the broad planes of the mature pictures and also to the edges. You can see everything is painted. You come to this, you can't believe it when you read the label, because this is a full-on painter who's responding to a scene that we can recognize, more or less. A view out to sea, beach in the foreground, big towering clouds on the horizon, rising up, the last of the sun out there behind the clouds. So it's a landscape, we recognize it. We just don't associate it with that particular great, great abstract artist. But I wonder if you look at this, whether you don't feel something stirring in it, something structuring it, that maybe could go further in the direction of the abstract. I mean, it's split down the middle. You can see the horizon, that thin line, and you can also see a kind of vertical pile of clouds that's pretty symmetrical in itself, and the big one is right in the middle of the picture. I think you can also see that the artist has balanced the picture very thoughtfully so that the bright bits on the land that reflect the sky are balanced by the emptier but bigger space on the right-hand side. Things don't exactly correspond to each other, but they speak to each other and they bring the picture into what Mondrian was later going to call a kind of dynamic balance. Now, all of this that I've said about the picture, I could have said downstairs without the picture. I could have said it in front of a poster. But the greatest thing of all here is that you can look closely. And if you look closely, you see that this is a picture built out of big, broad strokes that are dragged over, and sometimes with a very dry brush, you can see it becomes crumbly in places, dragged over a tan ground underneath everything. You can almost reconstruct the steps that the artist took to build this picture up. Not terribly many strokes, and every one of them counting for something. The sky is very complicated with gray clouds, and then a kind of lavender brought over the top of them. All of this kind of almost fighting against the dying of the sun behind them. And then picked up again on the water. This must be a kind of tide pools on the beach. The water that just reflects the bright, bright yellow.